From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In a videotape released today, Osama bin Laden says the September 11th attacks were all that he had hoped for, and that they even exceeded his expectations. An independent translation of the videotape, released this morning by the Pentagon, suggests that bin Laden had advance knowledge of the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, and even directed the operation. U.S. officials say the tape of a conversation between bin Laden and a visiting Saudi Arabian sheikh was found in a private house in Jalalabad several weeks ago. The quality of the recording is not good, but most of the conversation is audible. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
The scene is the living room of a house U.S. officials believe to be in Kandahar in southern Afghanistan. Osama bin Laden is lounging on a flowered sofa in his trademark outfit of a camouflage jacket and white cap, very much the center of attention. Several of his aides are with him. The visitor, an unidentified Arab sheikh, apparently from Saudi Arabia, praises and congratulates bin Laden over and over for his great action. The reference is clearly to the bombings in New York and Washington. The conversation in Arabic is barely understandable, but if the translation provided by the Pentagon is accurate, bin Laden clearly acknowledges responsibility for the September 11th bombings and even boasts of his own role in directing them. Bin Laden's family in Saudi Arabia is in the construction business. Bin Laden himself has expertise in the field, and the destruction of the twin World Trade Center towers by the hijacked aircraft has clearly impressed him.
We calculated in advance the number of casualties from the enemy who would be killed based on the position of the tower. We calculated that the floors that would be hit would be three or four floors. I was the most optimistic of them all. Due to my experience in the field, I was thinking that the fire from the gas in the plane would melt the iron structure of the building and collapse the area where the plane hit and the floors above it only. This is all that we had hoped for.
Bin Laden does not make clear how many people were in on the plan to hit the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, but his comments suggest that he and his associates knew more about what would happen than some of the hijackers themselves.
The brothers who conducted the operation, all they knew was that they have a martyrdom operation. And we asked each of them to go to America, but they didn't know anything about the operation, not even one letter. But they were trained, and we did not reveal the operation to them until they're there, and just before they boarded the planes. Those who were trained to fly didn't know the others. One group of people did not know the other group.
Bin Laden chuckles as he makes that observation. He tells the visiting sheikh that he and his associates knew 5 days ahead of time when the hijackings would take place. He says he heard the news of the attacks on the radio. Those listening with him were overjoyed, he says, when they heard of the first New York tower being hit. So I said to them, be patient. The second plane at that point had yet to hit. The visiting Arab sheikh delights at hearing the inside tale of the attacks. He shares his own story of hearing the news with friends. We were not thinking about anything, he says.
And all of a sudden the news came and everyone was overjoyed. And everyone until the next day, in the morning, was talking about what was happening. We stayed until 4 o'clock, listening to the news. Every time a little bit different. Everyone was joyous and saying, Allah is great, Allah is great. We are thankful to Allah. Praise Allah. And I was happy for the happiness of my brothers. That day, the congratulations were coming on the phone nonstop.
The sheikh's enthusiasm for bin Laden's terrorist operation has not gone unnoticed by U.S. officials. Though he has not been publicly identified, the sheikh may now himself be a wanted man. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said today of the sheikh, he interests us. U.S. officials may also want to pursue several other Saudi sheikhs mentioned by name in the videotape as having supported the terrorist attacks. The visiting sheikh tells bin Laden that Saudi mosques in general are, quote, very positive, unquote, in their view of the terrorist attacks, an observation that true or untrue is certain to embarrass the Saudi government. The tape could also upset people in Egypt. Bin Laden tells the sheikh that the Egyptian hijacker, Muhammad Atta, was the ringleader of the terrorist group and one of the few who knew exactly what was happening.
Not everybody knew. Muhammad, from the Egyptian family, was in charge of the group.
A plane crashing into a tall building was out of anyone's imagination. This was a great job. He was one of the pious men in the organization. He became a martyr. Allah bless his soul.
U.S. officials say the conversation depicted on the tape took place in November, before the collapse of the Taliban regime. At the time, bin Laden and his visitor apparently were convinced the terrorist attacks 2 months earlier had been a huge success and had galvanized support for bin Laden's cause around the world. "People now are supporting us more," the sheikh says, "even those who did not support us in the past." Bin Laden himself says the young men carried out deeds in New York and Washington that overshadowed all other speeches made everywhere else in the world.
The speeches are understood by both Arabs and non-Arabs, even by Chinese. It is above all, the media said. Some of them said that in Holland, at one of the centers, the number of people who accepted Islam during the days that followed the operations were more than the people who accepted Islam in the last 11 years. I heard someone on Islamic radio who owns a school in America say, "We don't have time to keep up with the demands of those who are asking about Islamic books to learn about Islam."
U.S. officials have not explained why they waited 2 weeks to release the videotape. One possibility is that they wanted to discuss it first with their Saudi allies. Donald Rumsfeld said today the delay in releasing the tape was due in part to the great care that went into preparations.
The tape was taken, received, and put through a process by various people in the government to make sure that it was authentic, that it was in fact who it appeared to be. It was then looked at to see if it had been tinkered with. It then was translated into English, and then it was taken to at least two other experts for translations and to determine consistency.
Administration officials, perhaps anticipating that some in the Muslim world will question the authenticity of the tape, are being careful not to stake their entire case against bin Laden on the tape. Rumsfeld declined today even to say that the Pentagon stands behind the tape.
It is not our tape. It is not our translation. We did the best we could. We tried also to see that the words were put in reasonably close proximity on the tape to the individual speaking the words so that the body language would connect. It is what it is. Take it for what you wish to.
In the weeks since the conversation with the visiting sheikh was recorded, the U.S. military and anti-Taliban forces have rolled across Afghanistan. Bin Laden, if he is still alive, is on the run, and in his diminished position, he might like to take back at least one statement he made to his visitor. "When people see a strong horse and a weak horse," bin Laden says on the tape, "by nature, they will like the strong horse." Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.